It's 65 degrees and cloudy in Nashville. Should be a partly sunny day, though, with a high in the mid-80s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. The funerals for the two Kenwood Middle School students killed in last week's bus crash have been scheduled. The Clarksville Leaf Chronicle reports visitation for 13-year-old Zoe Davis is set for Saturday at Neil Tarchley Parchman Funeral Home from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. with the funeral right after. Then early next week, services for 13-year-old Ariana Pearson will be held at Walnut Grove Missionary Baptist Church. Visitation will be on Monday from noon to 7. The funeral is set for 10 a.m. the next day. Investigators are still working to determine the cause of the fatal crash. The school bus had been on its way to Jackson for an electric go-kart competition. Tennessee jails could soon be required to hold people without legal status for 48 hours if they've been issued a detainer from immigration officials. WPLN's Mariana Bacchial reports.
Technically, if federal immigration agents have issued a detainer, sheriff's departments are already required to hold that person for 48 hours. But Republican Senator Brent Taylor of Memphis says some jails aren't complying.
Currently, what's happening is they'll notify ICE and they'll release them within a couple of hours. And this is just saying, let's honor the detainer that is requested for the full 48 hours or until such time that ICE comes and actually picks up the defendant.
Amanda Hernandez of Rutherford County opposed the measure in committee, arguing that the training requirements included in the bill would overburden officers who are already understaffed.
So, overworked officers are being sent out into the field with a deadly weapon in their hand. Now you also want them trained to assist ICE in enforcement as well. That sounds like a recipe for having another Alex Pretty or Renee Good here in the state of Tennessee. While the financial cost is great, so is the human one.
The bill now heads to a full floor vote in the Senate. Mariana Bacchial, WPLN News.
A sheriff's deputy in Williamson County has been arrested and charged with stalking. Cody King was indicted on 6 charges by a grand jury in Marshall County. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation says the allegations are related to, quote, domestic matters. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.